In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Christos Anisti. Christ is risen. Where is Tos Avtonf? Chinum with me Avtonf. This is in Coptic one. First of all, we are celebrating today for the Prince of the Martyrs. The Prince. I will try to talk in Arabic and English. It's more a little bit in English because there is more and we have youth here. That's why I have to talk in English a little bit. But I jump from Arabic and in English between both. So we're celebrating the Prince. Even the Prince, this is the Prince of all the martyrs. 7 years in persecution. And he's the Prince of all the martyrs. If I go to the heaven now and I wanted to see Saint George, I can see him where exactly, like in the beginning of all the martyrs. And after him, all the martyrs, the other martyrs. When I was young, I have a lot of questions about, and we all the same. We have the same question about the martyrs, like, oh, they have a different life. عندهم كده حياة مختلفة تماماً عننا ما لهمش علاقة بينا. حاجة تانية بنشوفهم كده من بعيد. Yes, Saint George, Raymina, Abu Sifin. Yes. As if they are different person, they're different nature. هم ناس كأنهم ناس مختلفين عننا, but no, they are the same. And the best things for the feast of Saint George, it's always come always, not all the time, because if the Easter came late a little bit, for example in May, so we're not celebrating actually the feast of Saint George for the 1st of May. عشان كده most of the time we are celebrating the feast of Saint George during the resurrection, 50 days. We are celebrating with him the resurrection. Today I will try to talk about something like how the life of Jesus may be manifest in our flesh. Is there ربنا بيظهر في حياتنا المائتة؟ هقول الآية أو أنا read the verse. From the second Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 11. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. هقراها بالعربي. لأننا نحن الأحياء نسلم دائما للموت من أجل يسوع لكي تظهر حياة يسوع أيضا في جسدنا المائت. And which, like when St. Paul said this verse, he was talking about daily martyrdom. How I can give myself like a martyr. The same question was with me and inside my mind about the martyrs, about they are different. They are different personality, different persons and different characters. That's why they are living in different area. Until two things happened in my life. And I think you saw it by yourself. First of all, the 21 martyrs. When we saw it in life, and we look to their faces, when they give themselves to Christ without fear, it's exactly the Synaxarian and all the stories of the martyrs continues. And the second was Abuna Arsenius Wadi the martyr. And when I lived with him many and many years. So changing my life when I saw the life, it's normal life. When I went to visit the families of the 21 martyrs, I believed that they lived a normal life like us. It's normal. But they have a faith inside and they give their life to Christ. Always delivered to death. أنا بدي كل يوم حياتي للموت. طب إزاي؟ أنا ما بموتش كل يوم. I'm not dying every day. That's how I'm giving myself to God every day for like a death. I'm dying for him. In the Orthodox Church, we are not separating cross from resurrection. We're not separating suffering from glory. We're not separating death from life. Together. That's why we have the whole week, we are preparing ourselves on during the cross, go through the cross to the resurrection. And this, like the amazing visual Abu Ghalam sees, and we saw how we jump from sadness to joyful tone. How we daily death. So when St. Paul said we are always delivered to death, he's not speaking about one moment of martyrdom, he's speaking daily spiritual lifestyle. So I die daily. In Galatians 5:24 he said, those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passion and desire. How I do this practically, how I deliver myself every single day. When I am insulted, and I chose not to react. When I'm misunderstood, and I choose peace over defending myself. When I'm angry, I'm too angry, and I choose silence instead of distraction. When I desire sin, and I choose to fight in prayer, this is not weaknesses. It's a spiritual martyrdom. كل يوم بقدم نفسي لما الاقي نفسي ام متضايق جدا وعايز اعمل اي حاجه في اللي قدامي وافضل ان انا اسكت احسن. او مثلا ببقى عايز اشوف حاجه مش كويسه وامسك نفسي عن الخطيه. او افضل السكوت زي ما بنقوله عن الكلام لان الكلام ممكن يجيب غلط. انا بأميت نفسي كل يوم. I'm giving myself to God when I choose to be in silence sometimes. That's when St. Isaac the Syrian says, he who has conquered himself is greater than he who has conquered cities. اللي يغلب نفسه, that's St. Isaac the Syrian, اللي يغلب ذاته هو أحسن من أنه يغلب بلاد. I'm conquering myself. When I control myself, I'm dying for Christ every single day. I'm asking myself, what did I die? Where did I die to myself today? Did I break my pride or feed it? Did I choose Christ or choose myself? كل يوم لازم أسأل نفسي أنا اخترت مين؟ اخترت نفسي ولا اخترت ربنا؟ كل يوم عندي اختيارات كتيرة. Every day I have a lot of choices in my life from morning. That's why I prefer when you start your day, start by prayer. ابتدي كده بصلاة. قول له كده. يا ربي أنا مش عارف هعمل إيه النهاردة. اسبقني قبل ما أعمل أي حاجة. So every time when I talk to God in the morning, I tell him, please God, I don't know what I will do. But I need you before me. So before doing anything, start the day by him, with him, by prayer. If we think that Saint George, he start like he was very strong in prison, or for example for 7 years during the persecution, and we think that he was very strong because he's strong now. No, he started from when he was young. And God was working hidden inside him. How? When you as like family, like as parents, and you choose to pray with your kids every single day, you start to build a martyr, a real Christian. When you open the Bible with your kids as a family, and even you have no family and you are husband and wife, and you start to pray together or to read together the Bible, you start to build a new martyr in the house, in your home. Again, it's not a martyrdom of blood. It's a new Christian. We create someone different in this life. عشان كده واحنا لما بنقعد مع اولادنا لازم نديهم المسيح نفسه وهم في البيت. The church doing as much as we can. The priests and all the servants and the deacons and everything. But again, we are not giving everything. The parents in the house, in their home, they are giving everything inside. They are feeding their kids with Christ. St. George started his day early. He saw his father as a martyr, and his mother, she was a very righteous woman, and she talked to him everything about Christianity. That's why he was very strong when he was young. In Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go. So God works in what? In silence, hidden prayer, daily faithfulness, unseen obedience. So every time I pray, God is working inside me. Sometimes the people said, Abuna, you know what, Abuna, we're not feeling anything when we pray. Habibi, don't worry. Even you are not feeling anything when you are praying, God is looking to you and say, yes, he's loving me. Even he has no feel, nothing inside him, but at least he starts to pray and he pushes himself. St. John Chrysostom said, God often does his greatest work when we feel nothing at all. Again, God often does his greatest work when we feel nothing. When we feel nothing at all, God is working inside me. If you feel, if we say, for example, like, I'm good. أنا كويس أوي. أنا باجي كنيسة بصلي وبصلي في البيت وبعمل كل حاجة. أنا كويس خالص. If you say this all the time, but I'm not, so why you are asking God help? So we have to understand that don't measure your spiritual life by emotions, measure by faithfulness. Even small acts of faith, for example, like a short prayer, resisting temptation, reading scripture, everything is shaping eternity inside me. Another thing shape St. George to be a martyr, it's about something very important. St. George began his life when he said, let it go. Not his life, no, his wealth, the money, everything was attached to. That's why ما كانش عنده فكر ان هو يبقى مربوط بحاجة. كل حاجة control him, سابها. Doesn't mean, for example, I have money and I have work and I have business, I have everything in my life, I leave it and I become a monk. No. But I'm not attached. This is not my priority in my life. مش هو ده أول حاجة أنا بعملها في الحياة. مش هي دي اللي أنا ماسك فيها. فلوس أو position أو business أو whatever. No. صدقوني أحبائي, الناس اللي مربوطة بده وبتشتغل وبس, مش هتعرف تشوف ربنا. مش هتعرف تشوف ربنا. So many things in life are not sinful. Like comfort, success, people, reputation, control, money, everything is not, it is not a sin, it's not sinful. But the more the heart is attached, this less is free. St. Anthony the Great, he said, a soul bound to earthly things cannot ascend to heavenly things. في كده مزامير اسمها مزامير المصاعد. مزامير المصاعد دي من مزمور 120 ل 134, like ascended psalms. It's like 15 psalms. And they are singing all these psalms, the 15 psalms, when they are going to Jerusalem to pray. فهم بيطلعوا كده الجبل فهم بيقولوا كل المزامير ديت هم بيصلوهم وبيصلوها. But they have to go up, they have to ascend. Why? I have to leave everything on the earth and I have to go عشان أخلي دماغي إيه فاضية. When you come to the church, when you go to your room and start to pray, clean your mind. كم مرة بنيجي الكنيسة أو بنقف نصلي وكم مرة وفاجأ إن أنا خلصت الصلاة أو القداس خلص أو أنا ما حسيتش بحاجة خالص في القداس, which is normal. The devil is fighting. He doesn't want to concentrate in my prayer. So what do I do? I come to the church and go to my room and pray, but I take everything from outside inside my room and inside the church. لا حبيبي على الباب هنا سيب كل حاجة. When you come to the church, bow not before only the altar. No, bow outside to say like, okay, God, I give you everything now. I want to clean my mind, my heart. I want to only focus with you. اللي يجي يقف في الصلاة واللي يقف جوه المذبح أو جوه الهيكل أو جوه الكنيسة, as Saint Augustine said, it's like we open a window to see the heaven. بشوف السماء جوه وأنا واقف أصلي. بقول دايما لو ربنا عطانا عينين نشوف واحنا في الكنيسة ايه اللي بيحصل, ما كناش وقفنا جوه الكنيسة وعرفنا نقف من جمال اللي بيحصل جوه الكنيسة. So I have to ask myself, can I lose this and still be peaceful? لو انا عندي حاجة ماسكها, لو انا سبتها هزعل؟ Saint George, he started his life by he lose everything. He doesn't care about anything in his life. عشان كده قال أنا مش عايز حاجة. عشان كده بقى he was free. And one question it was inside me, how the freedom from fear, the courage of the cross. I'll tell you a story. When I met one of the family from 21 Martyrs, I met a lady, she's a mom of one of the martyrs. And I know how it's so hard and difficult for a mother lost a son and in this way as a martyr. So I met her and we sat down together and I told her, tell me about your feelings. She said the story. طبعاً كنت بتكلم بالصعيدي. فأول ما ابتدت قالت لي يا أبويا موت ولدي. ف I felt that there's like كده my spirit like كده هي روحي مشدودة, like I feel like tears in my eyes, like أخذت نفس كده عشان إيه to be strong as much as I can. قلت لها معلش يا ماما هو شهيد. قالت لي قالوا لي ان هم خطفوه 40 يوم يا ابويا وما نمتش. So she said like they took him, I don't know where he was, and 40 days I didn't sleep. And every time I pray and I pray and I pray, and بتقول لي أنا كنت واقفة بصلي وبدعي ربنا بقول له يا رب. فأنا بقى طبعا رديت قلت لها طبعا ما أكيد دي ماما عايزة ابنك يرجع. قالت لي لا يا ولدي, أهم حاجة ما يسيبش الإيمان. She said, like, Shonana, I ask her, you are crying and you are praying that God listen to you and bring back your son. She said, no, I don't want it to be steadfast. I don't want it to change his faith. So I was praying for him to be strong. يعني ايه ام بقى فبتصلي عشان خاطر ابنها ما يسيبش الايمان ومش فارق معاه اهم حاجه عندها ان هو ما يسيبش الايمان يبقى واقف جامد سالتها مش خايفه يا امي قالت لي لا يا ولدي مش خايف ما كنتش خايف خايفه عليه from where did faith ايه ده هو الإيمان ده جه منين؟ They are not very well educated, for example, and they are not deacons, and they are not, for example, they know all Alhan, and they don't know, for example, the Bible from this chapter. They don't know anything about that. They are not deep in theology, for example, and they are not studying theology in which is cool. No, nothing. They are very simple people. They love God from their heart. فوقفت قدام الأم مش عارف أقول إيه She taught me in this day how to be strong in faith and it's easy to be a Christian person real Christian to love God from your heart even if you are losing your son for him Saint Moses the Black says, when a man dies to himself, nothing in this world can threaten him. So when I have fear, I have to ask myself, I have to do three things. Stop, pray, surrender, and say, Lord, you are in control of my life. If you have a fear from anything in your life, you are going through trouble, tribulations, and anything, only pray. Say, Lord, you are in control of my life. That's why the suffering, it's a mystery of union with Christ. Suffering, it's union with Christ, yeah? I remember from a long time ago, there is someone, he has a cancer, and he was really, really, he's rejecting the idea of he has a cancer and always blaming. And I visited him and he told me, Abuna, pray for me. I'm not accepting the cancer, this disease in my body. Please pray to God that he heals me. Maybe 1 year and a half and 2 years, someone told me, Mishkur Abuna, zero cancer, free cancer. So I went to his house and I met him. Pilu mabruk. Alf mabruk. Rabbana sema salawat al-nas kullaha. Alli bizzabt kid. Alli ashan khatri. Sallili Rabbana idini cancer tani. Pray for me that pray to God that God give me again the cancer, like back the cancer again to my body. I told him, no. Wahda wahda matganinish. From year and a half ago, you told me, please pray that God heal me from the cancer. And I told you, Hadra Habibi, we all will pray and we put your name on the altar. Now we are cancer free. Okay, you have to thank God. No, please, Muna, I spent a beautiful, a perfect time with God during the last year when I had a cancer. I saw Christ. I saw him. So please, Abuna, please pray that God give me again the disease. قلت له لا بقى هي مش شغلانة. When you are going through suffering, during troubles, I have to pray because suffering become a place of encounter with Christ. Encounter with Christ. But he always enters with us. Saint Ignatius of Antioch said, now I begin to be a disciple when I suffer for Christ. So if you are suffering, don't ask yourself a why, a big why. We have a big question mark always. If we are going through any trouble, tribulation, we have a big question mark, why? And always they asking us, all the priests, أبونا ليه ربنا سمح بده؟ ليه ربنا خلاني أبقى كذا؟ ليه ربنا حصل معايا كذا؟ It's a big question. Ask when you are in trouble, ask where are you, Lord? Again, when you are in the middle of the suffering, of trouble, tribulation, ask where are you? Search for God. هتلاقي. صدقوني هتلاقي. He is present in pain. One of the main things for St. George is his purity. He's pure. St. George did not defeat others with arguments. No, but with purity. In Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Purity, where is God dwelling in the heart? Where pure heart becomes more peaceful, transparent, and radiant. قبل ما رجرجس بنت عشان يوقعوا في الخطية وفي السجن. You can think about for 1 minute under all the stress that he had, under all the troubles and tribulations and everything, he didn't accept even to sin for 1 millisecond. Saint Athanasius of Alexandria, he said, the soul that is united with God becomes light itself. Again, the soul that is united to God becomes light itself. بتقولوا كده في قصة ماري جرجس، البنت اللي ودوها لماري جرجس وتغيرت، قالت كده جملة: أرادوا مني أن أسحره بجمالي، فهو أسحرني بنقائه. أهو أسحر، يعني he changed this woman, the heart, by his purity. So guard the purity, guard your thoughts pure, your eyes pure, your desire pure, your imaginations pure, because purity is not external. It is a state of heart before God. Your life is the gospel. People may never read scripture. People read you. I should see in the mirror and see you, Christ. Yes, I should see everyone Christ. Life, your life preaches patience, forgiveness, humility, peace. You may be the only Christ someone encounters. So daily, I have to ask myself, do I reflect Christ or myself? So I have to sit down with myself by the end of the day, I ask myself, in my house, my home, with my kids or my wife, my husband, at work, street, I reflect Christ or I reflect myself? Do people see peace or chaos in me? The last May, we went to Egypt with the 50 of from the youth, and we served in Minya. And our youth, they saw different characters who are people are very, very, very poor. They have nothing. They have nothing in their life. But they believe in God and they love God and they accept their life. That's why when our youth saw them, they changed. I tell you a story. I think that like our youth knows maybe this story before. So when I was here I prepared the trip to Egypt. So we have two days should be to serve in Minya, so Thursday and Friday. So usually the charity there in Minya, they said we start by visiting the people in house, their houses, and serve them. And the day after, in the morning, we distribute like food, clothes, and everything. And after that, we went to Abu Abd Musih al-Manahri and to visit like some churches. And Abbas Khairun al-Alini. So this is it was a plan, Thursday and Friday. And after, I don't know why, one day, I sent a message to the servants in Egypt, in Cairo. I said, who are taking care about the service in Minya. I said, please, change the day. Like Thursday, we start by distribute the food, distribute the clothes, and we visit the churches. And on Friday, we will visit the houses. So send me back. This is normal. This is our normal schedule. Why I wanted to change? I said, like, no, I want to change. I have no idea. To be honest, I have no idea why I should change this, why I'm asking for change. And everyone was surprised, like, so in Egypt, I said, so with Fanan, we changed the date, like Thursday by Friday. So before the day before the service, when I went to Elminia, so one of the servants, she asked me, Abuna, can you tell me exactly, this was the night, can you tell me exactly why you changed the dates? I told her, I don't know. I don't know why I'm changing the date. It is there, Abuna. For sure you have a reason, I told her Allah. ما عنديش أي سبب يخليني أغير اليوم أغير أقلب اليومين مع بعض. So she said, okay, whatever, take a paper. This is why we كنا متقسمين 8 groups. So she said, choose one of the paper. This is the name of the village that you will go tomorrow morning to visit the Hadr. So I take a paper, I put it in my pocket. خلاص. So the day after in the morning, before going to visit the people. So one of the servants from the Minya, he came in the morning early to me. أنت أبونا ماركوس يا سيدي أيوة. قال لي أنا عندي سؤال واحد. قلت له عارف. غيرت لي اليوم. I don't know. Believe me. صدقني ما أعرف. فقال لي أبونا I know the reason. قلت له بجد. And you know the reason, and I don't know the reason. I choose the date, change the dates. Ali Anna, I know the reason exactly. He said, what? What is the reason? Ali, we have a lady. This lady, she has a big issues in her life. Her husband is total pro-life from 8 years ago. And she's living in a small room. Small room with 8 kids. So small room. The washroom is outside with other people sharing and living with like 8 kids, and her husband is paralyzed. And when the servant went to her and asked her, Ya mama, inshallah, on Thursday, there is a group come from Canada to visit you. And she was like looking to him, Li Ishman al Khamis, why Thursday? He's like, yeah, Mama, they are coming. We have a program. She said, it's been now 8 years I didn't go to St. Mary Monastery. There is like monastery named Gabal Tir. We go hinak fi a big feast like Mulid. And because due to her status, so she's not living at all the house. So this day she during the week. So she arranged with someone to come to replace her in the room, not house, in the room, to take care about her husband. فقال لها معلش يا ماما هما جايين من كندا. So خلاص بقى. قالت له يعني ايه خلاص؟ يعني عذرا. She looked to the, like she has an icon of St. Mary on the wall, and she was praying to her. يعني أنا كنت طالبة بس حاجة واحدة، إن أنا أروح عندك أصلي. I'm accepting all the troubles. I'm accepting all the tribulation. Anything you wanted to give it to me, for me it's okay. طب ليه مش عايز تخليني أروح الدير؟ قال لي the day after you send a message from Canada to change the day. And there is no reason for changing the day. When I gathered all the 50 of youth and I told them the story. And the majority of the groups should be in different villages. They asked to go to see this lady and to meet her. All the youth changed after. We should like this lady, be like this lady. We are Christ, and they should see Christ from us. And the last resurrection life, we are living this resurrection life, living Christ now. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, in Galatians 2:20. Resurrection is not only future, it's present life in Christ. I have to live Christ. خذوا كده like تدريب training. Open the epistle of St. Paul and put down a word. في المسيح, in Christ. And read all the epistles of St. Paul and write down in Christ where? In Christ in my life, in Christ in my room, in Christ my work, in Christ. أنا جوه المسيح والمسيح جوايا. أنا عايز أبين ربي. أنا عايز كل الناس يشوف المسيح اللي جوايا. They asked all the priests, did they like do that, the galabiyya suit, the black galabiyya bother you all the time? You're wearing all the galabiyya all the time. For example, Abuna, you're not, for example, like خلاص كده bored from the galabiyya. No, صدقوني. No, it's not. Because when we go everywhere, we preach Christ. We are preaching Christ. I love when someone stops me, for example, like, are you a priest? Yeah. Yesterday was a shopping, and there was a lady, and she stopped me. She said, like, oh, finally I see Christ. I said, akid mishana, sa? I said, no, I see Christ in you. Like, you're winning the galabay and you're cross. Because not as a galabay, we have to be Christ. This is the life of the martyr. It appears, God appears in forgiveness, in peace in trials, joy in sufferings. When you have a smile and you see, and you, when you, if we meet anyone, say, God bless you. Don't fear from saying the word of God. The life, live resurrection daily by forgive quickly, pray deeply, love with sacrifice. So, beloved, we may not be called to die like St. George, for sure. But maybe we may not be like, maybe we are all called to die daily, to die to ourselves, to so that Christ may live in us, so that truly the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Alleluia, 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 Jesus Christ, the King of glory. Shine. ابيات نم ابشيري نم يا ابن ما Kingdom come. Then be Christos is all been choice.
The skiffa la simon te kirio kinati.
Anavion so kirie.
Rosso amente metabovo amien.
Is more in a posi.
Et of nevmati so.
O Masologi is God, the only begotten Son of God the Father, who has broken every bond of our sin through his saving, life giving sufferings, who priest. Into the feast we send the disciple and holy apostles, said to them, receive the Holy Spirit, if you forgive the sin are forgiven, if you retain the sin are retained. Now also, O our Master, you have given greater apostles to those for a time labor in the priesthood of your holy church to forgive sin upon the earth and to bind and loose every bond and iniquity. Now also we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, for your servants, my fathers, my brethren, my weakness. Those who bow their heads before you, Lord, dispense us your mercy and lose every one of our sins. And if you have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, or through an anguish of heart, whether in deed or word, or from the Fraternal Master who knows the wicked men will love mankind, O God, grant the forgiveness of our sins, bless us, purify us, absolve all your people. Fill us with your fear and strengthen us for your good will. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the worship. Father, the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is if one is with you, now in all times and unto the evil ages. Amen.
Amen. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Amen. Alleluia, doxa patri.
Amen.
The kingdom come. And give us the daily bread and forgive us our trespasses. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
The love of God, the Father, the grace of only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the communion and the gift of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Go in the peace of the Lord with you all. Amen.